Welcome, everybody. Shia number 985, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Mayim Achrayinim, in our Simon Kuf Pei Aleph. Okay, just a quick note, which doesn't come up too often, says the Mechaber in Siftes, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph Siftes, Mayim Achrayinim, Neitlim Chol Mine Mashkim. In other words, could I use... let's say I'm at a place in time I don't have water. There's something on the table, possibly, maybe seltzer could have a bit of water. I'm not sure about that. But there's orange juice. I mean, even though that might not get your hands clean, or maybe apple juice, something that won't, that you want to wash my machroinim with a different drink, but not water. Again, seltzer is questionable. I'm not sure about that. But with a different drink and not water, because I don't have water. So are you allowed to? My machroinim, not l'machol mine mashkim. So the Mechaber says, "Mayim achrayinim, you would be allowed to, obviously, b'diavad, to wash with all different types of liquids, not just water." So he says, "The Mishnah Berurah." So now back then, now the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chof, Shem Gam. So how could you use other types of liquids? What is that exactly all about? So I just quoting these Mishnah Berurah Ois V'Hodah, which we're trying to go through also. He says, Ach b'mayim rishonim, when you're washing before bread, right? We saw the halacha was in Simen Kuf Samach, Sif Yud Beis, Shetzarech Lechatchila, Litol Dafka Mayim. The Lechatchila Mamash, you should use, make sure to use, regular water. But again, we're dealing in cases that a person is stuck, whatever the case is. So getting back to Mayim Achroinim, washing before benching, Shagam Heimanaka Mayadayim Mizuamaka Mayimayim. If you use something else, it's going to take off that, the Zuama, the filth from the hands. Just like water. But the Mishnah Berurah tells us, if Katan Chof, Mayri Be'ein Loi Mayim. We're dealing in a case in time when a person doesn't have water. I have on the table some other drink, right? Whatever the case is. I have apple juice, whatever. I'm just giving an example. If a person does have water, ain't little but mashkim, he brings from the Prima Godim, don't use the other drinks. It's not good to use the other drinks. Kevin shemafsid oichlim l'chinam, right? So he brings an interesting reason for that in the Mishnah Berurah Ois V'Hodah. So the halacha lemaisa, if you have other things to wash your hands with, then if you have water, use the water. Ein lita b'mashkim, don't use the other items. But he says, why? Because mamish, if I have water, right? If I have water to wash my hands, and now I go and take a drink, right? I'll pour out some apple juice, let's say, and I'll use that, even though I have water. So kevin shemafsid leichlim lechinam, it's mamish, you're taking a good drink. A person could drink this apple juice or this orange juice. I'm just giving a marshal. It could be anything. I'm giving an example. I'm taking and I'm using that to wash my hands. For my machrayim, it's like baltashchis. Kevin shemafsid eichlam lechinam. Your mamish, why are you throwing out the drink for? Who gave you rishus to throw out the drink? You go use the water and wash your hands with the water. Okay, but that's what he says. But if you don't have water, you don't have water. So that's it. Afilu b'shemen, he goes on to say in Sif Katan Chof Aleph, says the Mishnah. Came afilu b'shemen and the vash v'chalav chutz miyayim ibnei chashivusa, but not to use. Make sure not to use wine. Right, let's say the only thing I have on the table is wine to wash my machrayim. Don't use the wine. That's what he says. Okay. Again, these are things that don't come up too often. But again, we're learning the halachas. We want to try and go through all the halachas, albeit quickly, some of them. So he says, honey, I'm not sure how one would do that, but even milk, right? Somebody's milk, but don't use wine. You have wine and you don't have water, don't use the wine. Kasra Achrayim, he says further, does the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chof. Kasra Achrayim, Shekol Mine Mayim, Hapsulim L'Rishayim, Dehainu Shenasa, then malacha and chenishdanim arehen, right? We spoke about if there's water, that the work was done with the water as far as washing before bread. Those halachas are much stricter when it comes to the type of water, right? Shekol mine mayim psulim l'rishayim. In other words, now we're not talking about sharmashkim. We're talking about now I have water for washing for netilas daim before bread. Going backtracking a minute to halachas of washing before bread. How different are they from mayim achroinim, the washing before benching? So let's say, for example, Mishnah Berurah brings one who has water whereby work was done with that water, which we gave many examples. animals. We're not going to get into all that again. When we spoke about Netilas Adayim before bread, right? Somebody has water that, or the water that changed color, right? And those type of things. You can't use it for washing for bread. And that is not allowed, right? So to wash for bread, you can't use it. Even whereby a animal drank from, but these type of waters, even though they're not allowed to be used for washing for bread, but they would be okay to use for mayim achrayim. V'gam ein sarach lahem kli v'koyach gavra, and you don't need the whole thing of kli and koyach gavra. In other words, we spoke about by washing before bread, do you need a kli? Right, you need a kli by netil sadaim for bread. You need a kli. You need koyach gavra. You have to pour it. Right, you can't have running water. You can't have water that's already running and stick your hands in it. You have to have whereby koyach gavra. A person has to pour the water. When it comes to Mayim Rishayim, when it comes to washing for bread, but when it comes to Mayim Achroinim, you do not need these things. V'gam ein tzorech lahem kli v'koyach gavra k'rishayim, v'ein chatzitza sayadayim, and the halachas of chatzitza, which of all those halachas we spoke about, by washing before bread, by selas behem, gam ein tzorech lishbarich al yadav elapam echas. You only have to wash chatzitza also, v'ein chatzitza sayadayim. You don't have these halachas of chatzitza by Mayim Achroinim, v'gam ein tzorech lishbarich al yadav elapam echas. And we spoke about also that at least lechatchila one should wash by before bread. Now we're trying to get the distinction between the washing. Forget about mayim and son, the middle washing. That's out of the picture now. But the washing before bread, al netilas yadayim before bread, right? You're supposed to wash two times, right? Two times left. When it comes to mayim achroinim, the washing before benching, which we're learning now, mayim achroinim ein lishpach al yadav elapamachas. You don't know. You only have to wash one time. You don't have to go ahead and wash two times. Okay, we're going to stop here and continue in these all-important halachas. Upcoming shiurim, thank you for listening. Kol tov.